I spoke in Hindi. Now, today I speak in English. If required, I shall again speak in Hindi tomorrow. In this way, alternatively. So, we are worshipping Krishna. His simple business is, as we have described, Radha Madhava. He is lover of Srimati Radha. Krishna means lover. This very word, Krishna, means all attract. You can attract by your love, not by anything else. Therefore, his name is Krishna. I have read one book, Aquarian Gospel, among the Christians. In that book, it is said that the word Christ has come from the word Christo. Christo. It is a Greek word. And the meaning of Christo is lover, anointed. So, I think the word Christ is apabhramsa of Christo. And Christo in India is still, if one's name is Krishna, we call him Krishto, or sometimes Keshto. My younger brother, his name was Krishna, so in family we are calling him Keshto. That is very correct. So, actually, love, the word love, has come from Krishna. That is a fact. Therefore, he will see always Krishna, always with Radharani. We worship Krishna, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. This is Vaishnava's worshipable deity. We do not worship alone God. We Vaishnava, we want to see Krishna and his energy, potency. That is Vedic system. In the Vedas it is said, Upanishad, Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate, Sabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha, Natasya Karjam Karanancha Vidyate, Natasya Sama Adhikasya Drishyate, Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate, Sabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. The Supreme Absolute Truth, he has nothing to do. He has nothing to do. Natasya Karjam Karanancha Vidyate, he has nothing to do. Everything is being done by his potencies. Just like a big man, a big businessman, or the president of the state, he personally does not do anything. But his energies, his secretaries and others, they do everything. He simply signs or gives sanction. So this is the fact. God has nothing to do. Everything is being done very nicely by his energies. Just like the sun sign or the sun planet is one of the energies of the Supreme Personality of God. And the whole material world is being conducted very nicely by the sun sign. This is scientific. Due to the sun sign, all the planets, they are rotating in their prescribed orbit and nobody is colliding with one another. Everything is going nicely. Sun sign. Due to sun sign, the seasonal changes are taking place and the varieties of trees, plants are growing. Everything is going on. The moon is also working under sun sign, and due to the moon, there are waves in the sea, there are changes of the ebb tide and flow tide. So, one energy of the sun sign is doing so much thing. The parasa shakti vividaiva sriyata. His energies are working so nicely. Sabhavihi jnana bala kriyata. Sabhavihi natural. Just like a rose flower is coming into existence, very nicely painted, very nicely colored, very nicely flavored. So it requires brain. How you can say that it has been done automatically? No. There is brain. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyatesa characharam. The nature is working under his direction. But his direction is so complete that it appears to us as it is being done automatically. Not automatically. There is brain behind it. Just like nowadays there are so many mechanical inventions. You just push one button and things come. We see in the airplane, there are simply, the pilot is working simply by pushing some buttons. And such a big, gigantic plane is floating in the sky. We can understand the television simply by pushing one button. So, if materially it is so much advanced, perfection is possible, you can just imagine spiritually how much it is perfectly possible. So this perfection of love, we are also after love. A young man is after love. A young boy is after love. So where from this love comes? Because originally the love is there in Krishna. That is the version of the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya jata. Jato vaimani bhutani jayanti. So this loving affair has come from the Supreme Absolute Truth. But it is pervertedly reflected only. Pervertedly reflect. Jatra tisarga amrisha. Here in the material world, we are simply seeing the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said in the beginning, janamadasya jataha annayat itaratascha artheshu abhijna sarat tene brahma ridha adikavai bhuyanti jatta suraya. Tejubarimit vinvayam jatta tisargam mrisha dhamna sena nirastha kuhakam sada sattam param dhimari. Sattam param dhimari. Here everything is perverted, reflection, shadow. The example is given just like in the desert, sometimes we find water. the reflection of the sunshine makes a false replica of water, exact. But there is no water. There is no water and the reflection of water. Similarly, in this material world, there is only reflection of that love. Actually, there is no love. It is the mirage in the desert. Therefore, if we want really love, this word can be applied only to Krishna, all attract. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is just to teach people not to be allured by the illusory so-called water and love or anything. There is one reality, Satyam Param Dhimahi. Just try to come to the real reality. Don't be entrapped by the false reality. This is Krishna consciousness. We are entrapped by the false reality. Maya, Maya Mridam, Daitaye, Ipsitamanna Dhav, Maya Mridam. Just like the deer, he runs over the false water in the desert, but the water goes ahead more and more, and the poor animal, without finding water, dies. But a sane man does not go. A sane man knows that reflection of water is not water. But that does not mean, because there is no water in the desert, it does not mean that there is no water. The water is there, but not in the desert. That is knowledge. Therefore, we are discussing last night this verse, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. Jivasya, every living entity should be inquisitive to know where is real pleasure. Because we are hunting after pleasure. Everyone, Anandamaya Bhyasat, because we are, by nature, Anandamaya. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Mamaivamsa, Krishna says. Therefore, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchit Ananda. He is personified, Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means person or the form, transcendental form of Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternity, and chit means knowledge, and ananda, pleasure. His body is Satchidananda. But our body is not Satchidananda, this present body, the material body. It is neither sat, because it is temporary. Therefore, it is not sat. And chit, we are ignorant in so many things. There is no knowledge. Abodha jata, this body means ignorance. This material body means ignorance. Abodha jata. That is stated in the Srimadha Bhagavatam. Parabhavastavat abodha jata. Abodha jata means the embodiment of ignorance. We do not know so many things. In our own body, I am claiming it is my body. But I do not know how the body is working. How we are taking food, how it is being transformed into different secretion. Then the secretion is going to the heart. We know something by the medical science, but it is not perfect. Medical science fails. Although I am claiming, I do not know at least. The physician may know, the medical man may know. But I am claiming I am this body, but I do not know how it is working. Therefore, we are or abodhajata. Abodhajata, therefore our business is to inquire about the truth. This is explained in this verse. Jivasya tattva jignasa. This human life should be engaged for inquiring about the truth, anything, either of this body or of this material nature, or about God, our internal relationship, so many things there are to be known. Therefore, in this verse it is said that jivasya tattva jignasa. It is not our only business that simply to eat, sleep, and have sex life and defend. That is not our only business. That may be the business of the cats and dogs. But human life is not meant for that purpose. The civilization should be so modern that people will have the chance to think soberly about the truth of life. That is called tattva jignasa. For this purpose, the Vedic civilization is perfect. Vedic civilization for every man. But nowadays, it is said that it is for the Indians or for the Hindus or... But actually it is meant for everyone. Just like here it is said, jivasya tattva jignasa. It is everyone's duty to inquire about the absolute truth. Where is the question of Hindu, Muslim or this or that? Truth is truth. 2 + 2 = 4. It is accepted by the Hindus, Muslim, Christian and everyone. Science is science. So therefore, we should be interested about inquiry. This is the confirmation in every scripture. In the Bhagavad also, this is also Bhagavad. In Bhagavad, in another place, it is said, Tasmad gurum prapaddeta jignasu shreya uttamam. Those who are actually inquisitive to know the value of life, the absolute truth, he must approach a guru. Here also, it is said, jivasya tattva jignasa. Jignasa means somebody in inferior position inquires from the superior man. Then there is jignasa. Just like a child inquires from his father, intelligent child, always inquires, father, what is this, what is this, what is this, and father explains. In this way, the child gets experience. So similarly, here it is said, the jivasya tattva jignasa, every human being, it is human being. Jivasya, the general meaning is all living entity. But all living entity cannot inquire. That is not possible. The cats and dogs, they cannot inquire. There are 8,400,000 species of life, out of which this human form of life is competent to inquire about the truth. Therefore, here it is said, jivasya tattva jignasa, nartha jasya karma bhi. Now, another place in Bhagavad Gita it is said that tadviddhi pranipatena pranipasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattva darshino. So from who you have to inquire? From a person who has actually seen what is tattva, what is true, from him. Therefore I was speaking yesterday, last night in Hindi, the tattva is not to be inquired from a panwala or biriwala, no. One who has actually seen the tattva, tattva darshi. So, according to Vedic scripture, A tattvadarshi should be very pure, uncontaminated. Therefore, generally, we go to the qualified Brahman, Satya, Sama, Dava, Titikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahmakarma, Svabhava. One who is qualified. Tad vijnanatham sa gurumeva vigacchet. So according to Vedic system, a guru, generally, he must be a Brahman. Any guru, it doesn't matter. It doesn't require that he is to take birth in a Brahman family. If he is qualified, then he is a guru. If he is not qualified, then he cannot become guru. Even becoming a Brahmana, qualified Brahmana, one does not become guru if he is not a Vaishnava. That is the injunction of this Shastra. Sat karma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharada. A Vaishnava guru na sasyat, syat Vaishnava sapacha guru. Syat Vaishnava, one has to become Vaishnava. Vaishnava means one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Krishna's instructor, Arjuna, he said, bhaktosi, priyosi, because you are my bhakta, therefore I am talking to you. So, guru means a Vaishnava. He must be representative of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Guru. He is the first Guru. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavaye. Krishna imparted knowledge to the original person, Brahma. You may inquire that Brahma is the original person, there was nobody present. Then who became his guru? No, that is explained. Tene Brahma Rida. From through the heart. Krishna, our God, is situated in everyone's heart. As you become purified, he speaks. He speaks always. But in our impure condition, we cannot hear. Just like in Bhagavad Gita it is said also, sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohanam. Vedaishtya sarvai aham eva vedam vedanta krit vedanta vidcha aham. So, as Paramatma, Super Soul, Krishna is always prepared, ready to help every one of us. But provided we take his advice, take his instruction. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satadhyuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jenamam bhajati. Those who are satadhyuktanam means 24 hours. Engaged. Tisam satadhyuktana bhajatam. In which business engagement? Bhajatam. In the devotional service. Such person. Bhajatam. What kind of bhajatam? Priti purvakam. With love and affection. Such person. Buddhi yogam dadanitam. So what kind of buddhi yogam? This tattva jignasa, jinamam upajantite. This such instruction by which one can approach me, one can understand me, upajanti. In another place Krishna says, bhaktyamam abhijanati. Jaman jaschami tattva. Here also it is said, jivasa tattva jignasa. So, if we want to know the tattva, the absolute truth, then we have to go through the process. That process is simply to engage oneself in the loving service of the Lord. Srimana Mukhehi Jivhadu Swamiva Spuratana Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navaved Graiham Indriya. By these blunt senses, materially blunt, just like with blunt instrument you cannot take any benefit, it must be sharpened. Similarly, these senses, you will utilize these senses to understand the absolute truth. But it must be purified, sharpened, just like a knife. When it is sharpened, it cuts very nicely. If it is blunt, it does not. But you can use the same very knife. You can use these very eyes. Now you cannot see God or Krishna. But if you purify these eyes, if you purify these senses, you can see God, you can talk with God, you can serve God, everything. That is possible. That is bhakti. Sarvopadhi vininmaktam tatparatena nirmala. We have to purify these senses. Now I am thinking, this hand is my hand, or this hand is my society's hand, my family's hand, or my nation's hand, my community's hand. Upadhi, designation. But actually, this hand belongs to Krishna, and therefore this hand should be used for Krishna's purpose, not for anything else. That is called sarvopadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam, purified. Actually that. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesh. When these senses are purified, then with that purified senses, Rishikena means senses, by these senses. Rishikesha sevanam bhakti ritual. This is bhakti. So, tattva jignasa. Everyone should be inquisitive, to inquire about the value of life. Not like cats and dogs, no inquiry. Simply, we go walking in the morning, we see so many nice bungalows. They are sleeping. The sleeping will save. No. Ahara nidra bhaya maitho. These four things. They are thinking that these four things will save you. No. Now you are situated in a very nice bungalow. Very good income. Very good wife and children. In any moment, you can be kicked out of this situation and you have to accept another body, which is not very comfortable. This is nature's law. This is tattva jignasa. If you simply foolishly think, now I am very secure, that is God, dog. When they lived in Vrindavan, about their life, it is stated by Srinivas Acharya, Nidrahara Viharakadi Vijito. These things, Nidra, Ahar, Vihar. Nidra means sleeping, Ahar means eating, and Vihar means sense gratification. The Nidrahara Viharakadi Vijito. Conquer, we have to conquer, this is called Jitendriya. So, tattva jignasa, this life is meant for tattva jignasa. Not a single moment should be wasted. If we actually want to save ourselves, but you do not know what is saving. You do not know, even you do not understand the very first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, tatha dehantara prapti. A sane person should be inquisitive. Now, I was a child, I got a baby's body. Now, from baby's body, from youth's body, now I've got this old age body. Then what is next? What is next? This should be natural inquiry. And the answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Tatha dehantara prapti. You'll have to accept another body. The Gnostic, they say, there is no more life. That's like Professor Potovsky, when I was in Moscow. He says, Swamiji, after the annihilation of the body, there is nothing. Everything finished. You see? Now Krishna says, the na hannate hannamane sarire na jayate nam yate va kadachit. Na hannate hannamane. Now, shall I accept Professor Potovsky's statement or Krishna's statement? Which shall I accept? Of course, according to our Vedic civilization, we have to accept the authority. All our acharyas, those who are practically conducting the Vedic civilization or Hindu civilization, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Shankaracharya, everything, everyone says there is life. Shankaracharya says, Balastavat Kirashakti. The boy, he is going as a sannyasi, passing through the street. He sees Balastavat Kirashakti. Oh, the boys are engaged in playing. Balastavat Kirashakti. And the young man, thereafter, young girls. Balastavat kira shakta and vriddhastavat chintamagna tarunastavat turuni rakta. I am just forgetting the word. Taruna means young man. Young man, he is after some young girl, or young girl is after some young man. So childhood is being spoiled by playing and youthhood is being spoiled by searching after the opposite sex, and old man, vriddhastavat chintavagna. And old man is thinking, now I could not do so, I could not situate this boy into right position, the girl is still unmarried, now I'm going to die. So many things, thoughts. Parame brahmani kopina lagna. Nobody is interested in parabrahma. This is the word. He is thinking of so many things for others' benefit. He does not know his own benefit. There after death he is going to change his body. He has to accept another body. His chapter will begin a new history. Now, what kind of body I am going to accept? That he does not know. Therefore, it's called abodha jata, fools. So therefore, in his ignorance, whatever he is doing, parabhava, simply defeat. Simply defeat. Parabhava stavada bodha jato. Javanna jignasatam atmatattam. Apashatam atmatattam grihishu vihamedina. So, we should be awakened to the consciousness. Now, what is my duty? We should inquire. And for your inquiry, the answers are there already in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Upanishad, we have got, in the Puranas. So we should utilize it. So instead of utilizing this knowledge, this treasure house of knowledge, we are reading bunch of useless newspaper. You see? In the Western countries, most of you may know, they are delivering in the morning such big lump of newspaper. And after 1 hour it is thrown out. Who will read that? But people's attentions are diverted by so many nonsense literature. And they are not interested to inquire from the real source of knowledge. Real treasure house of knowledge. Therefore, here it is said, the jivasya tatva jignasa. Your only business is to inquire about the truth. And that truth should be inquired from whom? Tasmad gurum prabhadita jignasu sri uttamam. If you are actually inquisitive to understand what is absolute truth, what is your life, what is the value of life, tasmad gurum prabhadita. A guru is not a fashion. And Satyam Samiji is, making guru. Just like, there is a nice dog, give me a dog, let me keep your dog. And if a guru says, yes, whatever you are doing, you are right. You can do whatever you can eat, whatever you like. You can do whatever, he is a very nice guru. And as soon as you say, no illicit sex life, sir, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Swamiji, you are very conservative. I have heard these things. That poet, Allen Ginsberg, he said, Swamiji, you are very conservative. No, I am the most liberal. You do not know. If I become conservative, then none of you will come to me. So, a brahmachari is strictly prohibited not to see in one young woman. But what can be done? In the Western countries, the boys and girls, they mix very freely. And if I say, my dear boy, you cannot see even a young woman, then finished, my business there is finished. Therefore, I had to arrange according to the country, according to the circumstances, as far as possible. So, gradually, they are coming to the perfectional stage. We have to adopt desha kala patra, according to time, according. But we are keeping our principle as it is. But making arrangement according to the circumstances. That is required. Here, jivasya tattva jignasa. Now, what is tattva? Of course, I shall. It is. I can speak something about tattva. The next verse, it is tattva. Tattva, here it is said, Vadanti tat tattavidas tattam jajganamadha brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabhati. So tattva, the absolute truth, is one. Absolute truth is not two. Ega brahma, didyanath. Absolute truth is one. But it is realized from different angles of vision. There are transcendentalists, just like kurmis are not transcendentalists. Fruity worker, those who are simply working for betterment of life, or standard of life, or economic development. Dharma, artha, kam. Kam means sense gratification. That is already explained. Kamasanendriya priti. But they are thinking that Indriya Priti, sense gratification, is the highest perfection of life. But the Bhagavad says, or our Vedic authority says, Kamasya Nindriya Priti. So Kormi, they are rejected. They are not fit for spiritual life. At least so long they remain Kormi, Mudha. That I have explained last night. Then, out of many thousands of karmis, one becomes Jnani. Jnani, in true knowledge. They are called Jnani. When one is fed up with this karmi, he comes to the stage of Jnani, knowledge. That I am not this body. Why am I working so hard for this body like cats and dogs? He comes to this platform of Jnani. Then, above the Jnani, the yogis, who are trying to connect, link with the Supreme, they are called yogis. Yoga, Indriya Sanjana. In the yoga stage, there is control of the senses. So yogis and then bhaktas. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi and Bhakta. Bhakta means devotees. So those who are karmis, they are not talked about here, tattva, because they are not interested in tattva jignasa. They are interested in ahara nidravahana, vishayi. Vishayi nam sandarsana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, he was very strict sannyasi. Vishayi nam sandarsana, athajoshitansha. Ha hanta hanta visavakshanata viyasa. If you are interested, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by his confidential devotees to allow a meeting with Maharaj Pratapruddha. Oh, he immediately refused. No, I cannot see a king. You are so strict. King is simply interested with politics and money. So what shall I do by meeting him? No, I cannot meet him. Refused. So in that connection, he composed one slow verse. Bhagavata bhajan unumakhasya parang parang jigimkiso bhavasagaras. Those who are interested to go to the other side of the spiritual world, bhavasagaras jigimiso. For such person, vishayinam sandarsanam athajoshitarcha, to see the vishayis interested in simply eating, sleeping, mating, such person, and joshi, and omen, ha-hanta, visavakshanata, viyasadhu. For him, this kind of action is more abominable than drinking poison. So, actually, this is the position. If we are actually tattva jignasu, then we must be very careful. Very careful. Especially in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that karmi, jnani, karmi is also wanting. And jnani is also wanting. And yogi is also wanting. Karmi wanting, comfortable position of life, that is also want. And jnani, he is also wanting moksha, to merge into the existence. Because after becoming big man within this material, when he is frustrated, he wants to become God. That is another illusion. And how you can become God? But the jnanis, they want merge into the existence. Sahajya Mukti. It is called Sahajya Mukti, to merge into the existence. That is Brahma. That is Brahma Jnana. And yogis, they want some magic power, mystic power. They can walk on the water, they can fly in the air, and so many things. Animalu Gima Siddhi. There are 8 kinds of Siddhis. Prakamma, Ishita, Vasita. So a yogi can attain such perfection. But they are wants also. The jnanis also want. And the karmis, so to speak, they are simply in want. Therefore, Krishna Bhakta Nishkamata Evishanta. A Krishna Bhakta, a devotee of Lord Krishna, he doesn't want anything. He doesn't want anything. You never find that Arjuna was a devotee. He was working for Krishna so much. He was sacrificing everything. He was prepared to kill his family members and everything. Still he never wanted anything. Krishna, give me this. Never. He'll never find in the Bhagavad Gita. This is the position of bhakta. And that is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanang, na janang, na sundarim, kavitang, va jagadi sakamaya. my dear Lord Jagadish, I don't want these things. What? No dhanam, I don't want riches. No dhanam, no janam, not many followers. Because materially, everyone wants this. He wants money, he wants to become leader, many thousands of people will follow him, janam. And sundaring kavitam, very beautiful wife. These are the material wants. The Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, na dhanam na janam na sundaring kavitam bhajagadishka. I don't want all these things. This is called ISKCON. Kam means those who are wanting all these things. And ISKCON means those one who does not want all these things. How one can avoid this? Mama janamani janamani shari bhavatar bhakti rahit kiti. If one becomes perfect, unalloyed devotee, he doesn't want all these things. Therefore he is shant. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shant. Others, they are wanting something. So we cannot be peaceful. So long we shall want something. That is the secret. And that want can be completely, we can be free from all wants when you become Krishna conscious. Jangalabdha chaparangala bhanga mannate na dhikanga tataha jasminisite guru napi dukhe nana vicharati. You are saying the history of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, many, many devotees, the Pandavas, how much tribulation they had to suffer in their life. So, jasminisite, because they are devotees of Krishna, they are never disturbed. Never, this is the position of Krishna consciousness. They will never want anything and they are not disturbed by any material tribulations. This is the sign of a Krishna bhakta. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shan. So, it is possible to arrive at that state by little endeavor, and that is Krishna consciousness. And it is so simple. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And the practical examples you can see that these European American boys, they had so many wants. But they all these demands could not satisfy them. But now they are fully satisfied simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Just like this boy, our Gurudas explained. That he could swim over liquor business. His father has got very big business of liquor. But no, he wants to swim in the ocean of transcendental love. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.